Proverbs 19:3 says, "The foolishness of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord." It is very important for every mortal man to recognize the reality of our nature. Man is born a fool at heart, and if any child follows his own heart without intervention from parents or other wise adults, that child will only become more foolish with age. Psalm 51:5 says, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." That's true of every human being who was ever born. Your mother, even if she was a married, born-again Christian who got pregnant as a faithful wife to your father, she conceived a child who was stained with original sin and was born with a sinful nature the moment you came into this world. And that's why every wise parent who truly loves his or her child will carefully correct that child for the first 18 years of that child's life. Because as Proverbs 22:15 says, "Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him." Any parent that follows the modern method of raising children without any forceful disciplinary rule and without punishment that includes spanking, in addition to discussions and lectures and groundings and losses of privileges, that parent can say what they want, but the Bible says they hate that child. Proverbs 13:24, "He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes." So the loving parent chastens their child on a consistent basis right up to the time of adulthood, which is what is meant by the word betimes when that proverb says, "He that loveth him chasteneth him betimes." And that is what is baked into the cake of the first half of our proverb when it says, "The foolishness of man perverteth his way." Man has an inbuilt foolishness, every single one of us, and we have to fight against that foolishness. Psalm 39:5 says, "Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity." Without God and without God's wisdom, we are nothing but vain creatures left to drown in our own foolishness. Even when you read something that is truly wise, found in the writings of unsaved men like Cicero or Poor Richard's Almanac, which was published by Benjamin Franklin, you'll find that those wise sayings found in those sources are expressing biblical truths. If we were able to trace back the origin of human wisdom, as it's called or thought of, when it truly is wisdom, you'll find that it originates with God in His Word, or at least from a logical observation of God's creation itself. Either way, man's wisdom comes from without, not from within. When it is wisdom, it doesn't originate with man, but with God. As Psalm 62:9 says, "Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity." And that's why our proverb begins with these words, "The foolishness of man perverteth his way." And of course, we've quoted often Jeremiah 17:9, which says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" That's the foolishness of man. I'd use the term built into the cake. Well, if you think of man as a cake, that heart that is wicked is built into the cake of what we call man and woman. And the answer to the question, who can know it? Well, that's found, obviously, it's God. It's a rhetorical question, but there's actually the answer given in the next verse of Jeremiah 17:10. "I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings." The all-knowing, omniscient God, He knows our hearts, and He knows our need. And He will meet that need if we'll turn to Him for His truth and wisdom. Once we understand and accept that fact, only then are we ready to learn and to actually be able to deal with that fact.